With sobbing grief my heart will break asunder in my breast, before this story of great woe I truly have expressed. Therefore let all kind-hearted men and those that tender be, come bear a part of this my grief and jointly say with me. Not long ago in Lincoln dwelt, as I did understand, a laboring man from then sent forth to serve in Ireland. And there in Prince's wars was slain, as doth that country know, but left his widow great with child as ever she could go. This woman having gone her time, her husband being dead, of two fine pretty boys at once was sweetly brought to bed. Where at her wicked landlord straight did ponder in his mind how that there once he should Where at their wicked landlord straight did ponder in his mind how that there once he should relieve and succor for them find. For being born upon his ground, this was his vile conceit, that he the mother should maintain and give the others meat. Which to prevent he hied fast unto this widow poor, and on the day she went to church he turned her out the door. Her household goods he strained upon to satisfy the rent, and left her scarce a rag to wear, so willful was he bent. Her pretty babes that sweetly slept upon her tender breast were forced by the miser's rage by nights and streets to rest. Quoth she, my husband in your cause in wars did lose his life, and will you use thus cruelly his harmless wedded wife? O God, revenge a widow's wrong, that all the world may know how you have forced a soldier's wife a-begging for to go. From Lincoln thus the widow went, but left her curse behind, and begging all the land about her maintenance to find. At many places where she came, she knew the whipping post, constrained still as beggars be to tests on such like roast. Constrained still as beggars be to taste on such like roast. But wary of such punishment which she had suffered long, she daily thought within her heart she had exceeding wrong. And coming near to Norwich gates in grief she sat her down, desiring God that never she might come in that same town. For I had rather live, quoth she, within these pleasant fields, and feed my children with such food as woods and meadows yield, before I will of rich men beg or crave it at their door, whose hearts I know are merciless unto the needy poor. Her boys, now grown to 2 years old, did from their mother run to gather ears of barley corn as they before had done. But mark what heavy chance befell unto these pretty elves. They happened into lands of wheat wherein they lost themselves. And thinking to return again, they wandered further still, far from their mother's hearing, quite full sore against her will. Who sought them all the fields about, but laboring in vain, for why her children both were lost and could not come again. The two sweet babes, when they perceived the coal-black night drew on, and they not in their mother's sight for her did make great moan. But wearied with the day's great heat, they sat them down and cried, until such time that arm in arm these two sweet infants died. Their mother, after 3 days' search, resolved in her mind that some good honest meaning man did both her children find. And therefore went to seek herself a service out of hand, who chanced with that man to dwelt which owned this green wheat land. It fell out so in harvest time, this woeful widow then was at the reaping of the wheat with other laboring men, where finding of her lifeless babes almost consumed away, she wrung her hands and beat her breast, but knew not what to say. The rumor of which woeful chance throughout the city told, and forced many a weeping eye the same for to behold. From whence she was conveyed again to Lincoln back with speed, to prosecute the law against the causer of this deed. But see the judgment of the Lord, how he in fury great did bring the miser to distress, the wealthy was his seat. For when to Lincoln she was brought, the caitiff he was gone, of all his cursed family remaining but was one. For first the house wherein she dwelt did prove unfortunate, which made the landlord and his friends to marvel much with threat. Four tenants, for there dwelt there in a 12-month and a day, yet none of them could thrive at all, but beggars went away. Whereat this miserable wretch did turn it to a barn, and filled it full in harvest time with good red wheat and corn, to keep it safely from the poor until there came a year that famine might oppress them all and make all victuals dear. But God, forgetting not the wrongs he did the widow poor, sent down a fire from heaven which consumed all his store, by which this wicked miser man was brought to beggary, and likewise laid a grievous scourge upon his family. His wife she proved a cursed witch and burned for the same. His daughter now a strumpet is at London in defame. At Leicester, at the sizes last, was hung his eldest son, for their consenting wickedly unto a murder done. His second son was fled away unto the enemy, and proved disloyal to his prince and to his own country. His youngest son had like mishap or worser in my mind, for he consenting to a bitch contrary unto kind. For which the Lord without delay rained vengeance on his head, who like a sinful sodomite defiled nature's bed. For there were two great mastiff dogs that met him in a wood, and tore his limbs in pieces small, devouring up his blood. Whereof when as his father heard, most like a desperate man, within a channel drowned himself, that down the street it ran. Whereas water could scarce suffice to drown a silly mouse, and thus the ruin you have heard of him and all his house. The widow, she was soon possessed of all the goods he left, in recompense of those sweet babes mischance from her bereft. Therefore let all hard-hearted men by this example take, that God is just and will be true for woeful widow's sake.